Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
No, no, it's not intruder. No, I know this. Okay, sorry. It's sometimes, you know, my doorman, he really gets into the job. And but I appreciate him, but he gets a little excited sometimes. Good evening. I am your host for the Madam Perry Salon. I am Madam Perry, also known as Jennifer Perry. I am delighted once again to just confirm the truth of the matter, which is that I know the most fascinating people. I have been blessed in this way. I know the most fabulous and fascinating people, and I'm always so happy when I can share them with you. And you've probably seen me promote this show a lot because this episode I'm very excited about. There is a new film out. It's going to be screened on the 15th, I believe, at in Atlanta. And then from there on, I don't know, but I'm about to find out. And the co-writer and director is a good longtime friend. Gosh, maybe 8 years ago when we were just in junior high together. His name is Keith Allen Hayes. Keith, welcome to Madam Perry Salon.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being had, Keith. I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, life is well. I'm blessed. I feel good.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it. And let's see. And, oh, by the way, I know when you look around, I don't think I warned you about this, but, you know, my guests always say that Madam Perry Salon looks like the inside of Genie's bottle. So that's why I've got the beaded curtains there and the big cushions. So just find you a nice, comfy cushion and sit down. And you've got two actors from the film here with you that I want to welcome in. The beautiful Ashley Jones.
Ashley.
Evan,
Ashley.
I'm sorry. I only got half of it written down here. Oh, God. I am so bad. Ashley Evans. I don't know why.
Yes.
I put a J there. But it's Mikey Jones is your co-host. I don't know.
Yes.
Mikey?
Yes, ma'am.
Come on in, sir. And get a nice big cushy pillow to sit down on and make Miss Ashley Evans comfortable after my faux pas. I've got a lot of making up to do with her now. So, Ashley, you and Mikey are two of the main characters in the show. And all right, and in this, or not the show, it's actually a film. And let me see, I have one more person. Come on into Madam Perry Salon. How are you? Hello? Welcome to Madam Perry Salon. Who is this? Okay, well, when you're ready to talk to me, you just let me know. I'm not going to call out your phone number or anything because, you know, I don't like to get too much information out about my guests without their permission. But whoever's calling from a 256 exchange. Okay. So, welcome to Madam Perry Salon. As I said, and I am welcoming the creators and cast of an excellent new film called By and By. Now, Keith Allen Hayes, you are the co-writer and director, and you've got to realize, too, Mikey and Ashley, one of the exciting things for me is that I have watched Keith's career and talent for years now, and I'm always proud of him and always excited about what he's got coming up next. Pardon me?
Am I supposed to say something right there?
You could. You could.
Oh, okay.
It's not a classroom. This is a conversation. That's why it's called Madame Perry Salon, because it's more of a conversation. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll tell people on the comfort. I got two words. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're very welcome. And I mean it, too. You know, it's been very exciting for me to watch. So, and as we said, Ashley and Mikey are two of the main characters. And the new caller that just called in. What is your name, please? Okay. Maybe you can't hear. Okay, I can't hear you. So if you're talking to me, you know, you may need to hang up and call back. But we'll see how it goes. So tell us about the film By and By and what's it about? To start.
So the film By and By. It's a faith-based film. It's a film of faith. It's a film of triumph. It's a film of encountering a situation or situation, and you can only lean to move to what has caused you to be so relevant and so in tune with your life today, which is your faith. Now, I did it in such a way only because I don't really care for, let me say, the other way that I see other inspirational movies, if you will. Not to say they're bad, it's just most of the time they're the same thing. They're saturated with, all right, if a situation happened to an individual or individuals, somebody they know invited them to church, right? A song or two is sang by the choir and the pastor preached, and then they say, would anybody like to receive, you know, new life and all that stuff, and they get called down and all that kind of stuff. So I did it totally away from that. That's the reason I did it, was to strategically stay away from that. However, to not lose the lust of what it is I was trying to drive home, when your faith and your belief is strong, like you can encounter and get over anything. So it don't necessarily have to come in the house of a church, or you could be at home and do it. You know, you can experience faith anywhere. So the reason we did it, that was basically the driven point that we did to have that film to be shot the way it's shot and written the way it's written, to show the other side of that every film don't have to necessarily channel through walking through a church for someone to have their faith tested or renewed.
And I think that makes it gives it a deeper sense of credibility and reality, don't you? Or is that why you did it?
Absolutely.
Because I think, like you were saying, with some of the type of, or the sequence or type of script that you described that you didn't want to do, you know, people can usually see through the end, like, okay, here's what's going to happen next. It's like you've already telegraphed this, and it doesn't always happen that way in real life with people. It just does not. You know, we all know that. You know, it might be nice for a Hallmark moment, but still, it you don't really feel it the same way.
Right.
So, now, your co-writer, you co-wrote this with Kervin James.
Yes.
Is that right?
Great dude, by the way. Yes, Kervin James.
Uh-huh. And tell me.
Kervin James Productions. Huh?
All right. Kervin, are you here with us? Okay. I still don't know who my mystery guest is here, but that's okay. it's fine. Is it LaShonda? No.
No, that may be Tierra.
Oh, okay. Tierra? Okay. I think it's Shawty just calling in from heaven, that's all. Anyway.
Okay.
Or somewhere. So maybe in purgatory. So let me ask you this. Now, you and Kervin, you've written together before, haven't you?
Yes, we did a film. We written it. I wrote that one. What year this is? 2016, I think. Maybe in 2014. And we filmed it in 2014 and 15, and we screened it earlier this year at the first showcase we did, February the 27th at Georgia State University.
Nice.
And, yeah, that film that won, like, I think, 2 to 3 awards and were nominated to like 14 film festivals. So we...
Wow.
As much success we had from that one, but, you know, I always tell the people I work with, especially actors, because I am an actor myself, you're only good as your last project. So even though I may have done that, we got, you know, good reviews and accolades off of that, still about progression, moving
uh-huh.
forward, and produce something else is just as great or if not better. So that's
mm-hmm.
the mindset for that. And the film, and the name of that film is called Broken, by the way.
It's called what?
Broken.
And so GSU's got a. Where did you show it in the theater there? The
yes,
movie theater. Or?
I
love Cinefest.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a nice theater. So now, when is the screening for By and By? It's next weekend, isn't it?
Next weekend, which would be Saturday, October the 15th. And it'll be screened at Cinevision Corporation. And that's up 85, and it'll be off the Access Road. And the address for that is 3300 Northeast Expressway, Suite 2A in Chamberlain, Georgia, 30341.
Okay, all right, we got that then. All right, so when you and Kirvin began to write this particular film, can you tell me, when did you start to write it, and where did you come with the, what was the touching point, or the starting point, or the inspiration, or what gave you and Kirvin the idea to start this particular story?
For me, the idea initially generated with me, and I figured that it was time that we, you know, travel hand into a faith-based film. And notice that's why I called it faith-based. I didn't want to call it spiritual, even though it may have some aspects of that. But faith-based, because that's what it's really about, like our faith. And so I like, we need to, you know, try one of those. And I just always write from a standpoint of inspiration. And I got the
mm-hmm.
inspiration due to, like, well, we got a drummer already, and we done well with that. Let's kind of switch it up a little bit. And so
uh-huh.
that's how that came about. And the pen just, you know, started going. And when I finished, you know, of course I talked with Kirby. You know, I talked with him, you know, of course when we in the pre-process of doing stuff. When I wrote some stuff, I sent it over to him. I'm like, hey, what you think? And we kind of collaborate and go back and forth until we feel that we have something that's conducive to when we put it out to the public. Like, we want them to love it.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily us, but the product that we're putting out, because they probably could care less about us or me, per se, but they love what we're doing. That's the ultimate goal.
So you decided you wanted something a little different, which is nice because, you know, some people tend to do the same thing over and over, kind of a formulaic thing. And I know sometimes authors will do that, and I just get so, you know, you feel like, well, why even bother? It's going to be the same thing, just some different actors and different names. But
right.
This is good. So which one of you came up with the storyline?
Yeah, it was originally me. That's what I'm saying. When I got it, I said, because it always, it's like when I get unction to write, and that's what happens. When I get the inspiration, that's when it happens. Like, oh, got an idea. And I just go from there. And once I'm finished, that's just whatever be the layout of it. And then I kind of
mm-hmm.
piece it together, and then I send it to him and say, hey, man, what you think about this? Because as brilliant and as good looking and talented I think I am, everybody knows <the press. laughs> So I don't mind sharing and you know, have some other insights on, you know, what I've written or whatnot, because I don't say the way I write and the way I do stuff is not the end all tell all, because we can always have room for somebody to show us something or to suggest something that can make what we got probably just a little bit better. So I'm always open to that. And that's why I think we've worked so well together.
You work well together, yeah. I have two other people that have joined the studio. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Who do we have here?
Kirvin James.
Kirvin James.
There
how you
go.
Doing?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm glad that you're here. We're talking about you. And who else has dropped in? I have Kirvin, are you the 334?
Yes, 33407.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Don't give it out of the year. I don't
want
to be responsible for anything. Yeah.
I stopped short.
Yeah. I just do that part. Yeah, and the 409 person, or maybe they just want to listen. Okay, well, that's cool. All right, so anyway, I'm glad you're all here at Madame Perry Salon. And, Kirvin, I'm so excited about this film. Like I said, I've been friends with Keith for a while, and I've loved watching his career. And, of course, he had to put something in there about how intelligent and talented and good-looking he is. And I guess he wanted me to put – I think he wanted me to put in, you know, Ashley and Mikey, I'm sure that, you know, in the process of making the film, you know a lot about him, and he probably expected me to put his he probably wanted me to put that box cover from the what is it, Cream of Nature on there? Or the have you seen that? Have you guys seen that? Or does he put it on the side of his car or something, like he's afraid somebody's not gonna notice it? Or I couldn't remember if it was Cream of Nature or if it was Medium Brown and Lovely or something, you know, kind of a
See, which is why I say it's a good example of you're only good as your last project, because I don't really think about that much nowadays until somebody brings it up.
I love that picture. I really do. I've always loved a picture of that box. But you also, I mean, you look so handsome and dignified, but you also look like you're someplace where you're about to get caught that you shouldn't be. So, like you know, somebody's going to see you.
Right.
You know, like I got a whole deal for this picture to get out. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. So how did you go about, so Kirvin, you and Keith, you put together the picture. Now, how did you go about, did you have actors in mind that you had worked with for the parts, or how did you go about casting the film, and how did you find Mikey and Ashley?
Well, we do. And I'm pretty sure he would have some input as well. But initially what we do is put out a casting on lovetoact.com. And sometimes we do have people in mind that we would like to play certain parts. However, if we're unable to obtain those people at the moment because they're busy working on something as well, we do the casting. And we go through the preliminaries of the casting, and it's somebody we like that fits with what we are doing. And sometimes they don't necessarily fit in the scheme. They don't necessarily fit in the scheme of what you have meaning, because when we put in a family together, so you kind of want to have everybody as far as like closest as a match they can, and it has to look believable. Even though these people may be their first time seeing each other, they have to look like a family. Like, you get what I'm saying? So some talent that's submitted, but at the end of the day, we had another guy who was actually supposed to play Gary Stroger, but he couldn't, you know, at the last minute. Said again, and then there was my man Mikey Jones, and he came and did his thing. So I thank God for him, and of course Miss Ashley. I actually called her and asked what she liked to be a part of, because I felt that she had such a style and such a confidence about herself that we could have used for this film, and she delivered. So that's how they came about. Now our other couples was the exact same way. The Praise, Carlos and Jessica Praise, which is the white married couple with their son. So we did the same process with them as well. So it kind of took a minute for us to kind of get everybody, but once we got up and rolled.
Now, you were already seeing Ashley work before, or has she worked with you?
She said she worked in our film, the comedy film that, you know, we started early, which I 30
it was a while ago.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago. And so, yeah, we reached out to each other, and I said, absolutely. And so I kept that in mind. And when I said, okay, she could definitely take this project to where it is in my head and actually make it believable and come out, and she delivered. So when you guys see it, I mean, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. In the trailer, which I've posted on here a few times, in the trailer, oh, my gosh, Ashley, I mean, yeah, you deliver all right. Yeah, this is like, you think, okay, fine. I just slapped my hand on the desk and went, okay, the envelope, please. You do deliver the performance.
Thank you so much.
It's like, I think I'm going to watch a bit. Whoa, I jumped back. So tell me, what kind of work have you done before and what interested you about this part?
Well, I've mostly done small independent films. I have been on an episode of Fatal Attraction, but I just recently wanted to take acting really seriously. When I read the character description of Ray reminded me a lot of my mom. So it made me really, you know, very, very interested in the character and in the film, and the fact that she reminded me so much of my mom. My mom is my best friend. I knew I had to play my mom to the best of my ability. Yeah.
What was it about the character that reminded you of your mother?
Well, Ray is a spiritual woman. She's also one of those wives that every husband wishes he had, and one of those mothers that every young child is very embarrassed by. So like I said, she's very much like my mother. Because when I was a young girl, I was, you know, kind of embarrassed about, you know, how strict or how hands-on my mom was. And my mom to this day is, you know, a very hands-on wife, you know, with my dad. She, you know, she still cooks every day. She irons his clothes. She, you know, she fulfills her wifely duties. So that's why I admire my mom a lot. And like I said, Ray reminds me so much of her. And I just really want to bring that character to life and, you know, kind of put my mom out there in that way.
I think that's beautiful. And it's good to have, apparently your mother's a very strong person.
Yes.
Personality. And I would gather that from what you told me, apparently, if she's the wife every husband wants and every man wants, and the mother that makes kids embarrassed, she must be a very strong and self-disciplined and a woman with very strong convictions.
Very much so. Very much so.
So, how long did it take to shoot this film, Kirvin?
I think total shooting time was maybe about 2 weeks. We didn't do, you know, 14 days straight, but it was mainly like on weekends. So I would say, Keith, maybe 6 shooting days, roughly.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And how long is the film?
It runs about just over 21 minutes.
Now, when you show this at the screening, there's going to be 2 films shown. Am I right?
No, it's going to be a total of 7 films shown.
Seven, okay.
Yeah, but they're short films, though. So don't nobody get discouraged. No.
All right. We got it. Is this going to be open to the public?
It is. I have the pertinent information that's on my Facebook page and the actual film page of By and By. If you look it up, you'll see all the pertinent information to purchase the ticket, which we're doing online, not at the door, to purchase the ticket at eventbrite.com. Yes.
Oh, Eventbrite's very easy to work with. Okay, and I'll also be posting it on Madam Perry's page and also on my personal Facebook page for everyone. So, that's going to be a fantastic day. So let me get to Mikey, too. Mikey, if you would tell me about your acting experience and career and what drew you to this part, besides the big money.
Yes, ma'am. I I've actually been acting since youth. This is actually back in January. I had have a similar situation as Ashley has. I just sat down and decided that, you know, it was time for me to take on some bigger roles. I had high aspirations for myself as far as the acting field goes. I'm a musician as well as a soloist and just an entertainer all around, songwriter. And so I went on lovetoact.com, and when I saw the script, it's real funny because, like I said, me and Ashley have the same type of information to give. I read the role of Gary, and I was actually shocked that I fitted the description of him. Went through very similar situations, if not the same situations, as he did, and so that character was very, very easy for me to portray.
Wow.
So can I interject something right quick, Madam Perry?
I wish you would. If you feel it, I wish you would. Yeah.
So Mikey, of course, that song that you hear, Here's My Sacrifice, that's him. He's the artist that wrote and performed that, which is part of the soundtrack of the movie and the scene that you'll see in the movie. So I wanted to make sure I get him special props on that. He did his thing on that. Oh, absolutely.
It is a phenomenal record.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So,
you guys are such a powerhouse of talent.
Right.
I mean, that's fantastic.
And a great music
everyone.
Video, by the way, if I could add that.
He did what? He edited?
Well, no, I say, and we shot a great music video for that same record.
Oh, a music video. Yes, is that the one that I've played? It's the one you have on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on the By and By film page, absolutely. And it's doing numbers by the way. I think I posted it, what did they, Tuesday, I think. I want to say Monday. If I'm incorrect, it doesn't matter because he's doing numbers. He's got over 3,800 views on it right now. Within a 2-day span, and the traction of the actual page has been it's been reached to over 10,000 people. So that song, that video has been reached to over 10,000, and 3.8 people have viewed it in a matter of maybe 24 to 48 hours.
All right. Mikey.
Yes, ma'am.
How does that make you feel?
I'm overjoyed. I'm humble at the same time. I'm overjoyed. It's just a great experience overall, man, to see the progress that the film has made, you know, what the song actually did for the film. And I just think that I was put with a great, great, great team, very well put together team.
Well, I think seeing that many views on the video, I think that would be, that would be very humbling.
And yet
very exciting at the same time. I've got so many more questions to ask. So, fortunately, I have some nice sponsors tonight that help me bring such people, such fantastic, entertaining, talented folks as yourself on the show. So, I'm going to take just a moment to promote my sponsors, and it'll take about 3 minutes. So, if you want to get a glass of water or something, just a moment, and let out the cat or something, I'll be right back. First of all, the first one, actually, you guys might want to stay and help me on this first promo for the first sponsor. You guys are so busy, though. I don't know. Do you ever get so caught up or so busy that sometimes you find yourself procrastinating or get distracted? Anybody? Is it just me?
Yeah,
that would be me.
I'm going to have to honestly decline that. I keep myself very busy to become like that. So I'm sorry, I can't admit that.
Okay, so in other words, you're not the person that's going to get caught up in the rabbit hole of some kind of, you know, animal videos or whatever you see on Facebook or something, or
Right now, YouTube. I have my moments, but I'm saying I won't get caught up in take the red pill or the blue pill because I'm, you know, it's things to be done. So I'm always thinking, like,
oh,
what can
gosh.
I do next? What are you doing yet?
You know, my best friend Kenya Colbert has a show on Friday nights called Everything Relationships is for Adults. Mm-hmm. And that's what she does. She starts off the show saying, you know, talking about, before we start, let me know you're taking the blue pill or the red pill. So I don't even know what, and I've never seen The Matrix, so I'll change it up every week just to see what she'll say to me. So, sorry, I don't have any pills today. Do you have any I can borrow or something like that? But anyway, there is a guy in San Francisco, a clever fellow, who has created an app. Now, he's got it on Kickstarter to raise money. But here's what he says. Whether you're a sucker for clickbait, a social media junkie, or a tab hoarder, it's easier than ever to fall into a distraction trance. On average, we lose about 218 minutes a day to procrastination. That's a whopping 55 days a year. If you need the right, I know that's pretty. You need the right tools to win the war on procrastination, and that's why he's building KickMe, so that when you fall into a distraction trance, you just say KickMe out loud to take back control of your situation. So fight the war on your own procrastination and support KickMe's mission to interrupt those daily procrastination trances and confront your meaningful task and goals. And you've got a Twitter page. It's twitter.com/kickmeapp. And he's also got the, if you go to the Kickstarter page, they've got, you just go to Kickstarter and look for KickMe. They've got so many perks. They'll take, they are grateful for any donation from $2 all the way up to, you know, I think up at $400 or $500, but they have nice perks for everyone that donates anything. And as he said, KickMe disrupts procrastination with a simple voice-activated app. I may have to try that. So anyway, and I've got two other sponsors tonight. Forgive me, but one of them is another film, but don't worry, you know, you're here with me, and I love you, so. This is for the corkscrew.
My name is Chris, and I'm the director of a new feature film called Corkscrew. We have a Kickstarter campaign we need your help with. This story is based on true events, which makes it all the more intriguing. Following the death of his wife, Robert moves into an apartment complex to rebuild his life, but finds more is haunting him than just personal demons. If you love indie films, then you are a perfect fit to partner with us on Kickstarter. We have a ton of bonus gifts if you decide to contribute to our campaign. To visit our Kickstarter page, type in corkscrewmovie.com.
This world is in trouble, and national troubles and calamities are soon to come upon the United States and Britain, resulting in the unthinkable nuclear World War III. And you should know what is prophesied to happen in these last days. I urge you to read this book that explains it all. Just go to www.americaandbritainyouwerewarned.com. www.americaandbritainyouwerewarned.com. This book will open your eyes to God's true purpose and plan for mankind. That is www.americaandbritainyouwerewarned.com.
All right, so special thanks to all of my sponsors tonight. The KickMe app to help you kick procrastination out of your way. Corkscrew the film. And also America, Britain, You Were Warned, the book. Now, this is Madam Perry. If you're listening or you just tuned in, I am here with the creators, director, and some of the cast members of the film By and By. And I'm so excited to have them here. And there's going to be a screening. They're going to be part of a screening fest on October 15th in Atlanta. And from there, who knows, I don't know where they've got planned to go, but we're going to find out. I've got Kervin James and Keith Allen Hayes, who are the writers, directors, and actors Ashley Evans and Mikey Jones, who play the couple, the struggles in the film. It's a faith-based film. And so why don't you, somebody tell me about the plot of the film, By and By.
Not everybody wants
to. Yeah,
let Kirby go. Go ahead, Kirby.
Well, you know, there's always a time in life where you have to choose, right? And where it's okay, I am drawing a blank. Okay, so the basis of the film is to say that you can't do everything by yourself, right? That God, you have to involve God in whatever it is that you do. You have to have faith in what it is that you're doing. And so with one of the characters, he felt like he had did everything on his own. He felt like he earned the money on his own. But what he failed to do was to protect his family. He failed to ensure that he give God the thanks for what he's done. And so that's kind of where the two characters realize that one of the hardest things to do in forgiving is to forgive yourself. So that's one of the themes of the film is forgiveness. And another theme of the film is to ensure that you give God the proper credit for everything it is that you do.
So there are, so you said it's about these two families.
Yes.
And did they know each other in the beginning of the film?
No, the two storylines are completely separate.
Okay.
They're parallel to one another, but they're yet similar as in first, as far as when they encounter a situation.
Right.
So it's like you see, hence the name Carlos and Jessica Praise and Gary and Ray Struggle. It's play on words and struggle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that
kind of almost like an allegory.
Right, allegory. So the two families are the wordplay on actually what's going on and what their situation is at time in their life. That's who they are. That's what they are doing, and so forth and so on. Like very fitting for what the family name is. Yes,
it's like you sort of think of the film Crash in a sense, where you have these two individual storylines, but they do have a common thread in between them. And then they both end up at the same hospital, but at different times. So that's the only real interaction in the two stories, but it's just two separate threads going on at the same time.
In the story, since Mikey and Ashley, and I guess I'll ask Ashley first and then Mikey, and your character's struggles, from what I've seen, as I said, from what I saw in the trailer, I mean, it's just... there's such an intense situation that happens to you or in your family. Can you tell me what it was? I mean, obviously, I don't know if you're a method actor or what, but, you know, you even in the trailer, you know, you made me feel emotion. So what is it like to do a part like that, to perform? And then how do you sort of wind yourself down afterwards? Because you've got to have all of your, you know, all of your, every bit of you, all your juices, your nerves, your emotions, everything all heightened and hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
How do you wind back down from that?
Well, I will say it is pretty hard. I am a method actor. So I am that character. So whatever, you know, Ray was going through at that moment, that was me reacting to, that was me as Ray reacting to that situation. And one of my acting instructors, she told me to have a happy place because that was a struggle for me when I first got into acting. It was hard for me to come back down from that place that I go. And my happy place is just the first time I saw my nephew. And I just think about, you know, how happy I was and how much his nose looked just like mine when
aww,
he was born. And, yeah, that's what I think about, to come down. It is really hard to go to those places, but, I mean, as an actress, you just have to do it. Suck it up and do it.
Yeah, because like I said, I felt that, yeah, that just wasn't – that just felt so real. And I thought, you know, you've got to put everything you've got into that, and then where do you, you know, what do you do to release it afterwards? That's interesting.
Definitely.
Mikey, what about you?
I'm pretty much along the same lines as Ashley. As I said earlier, the character himself, Gary Struggle in the film, I was able to be that guy. I was able to be Gary Struggle, to basically portray the character, to bring him to life, to give the directors what they really wanted to see. And for as far as you know, coming back down was a tough part for me. You know, we finally wrapped on that last day. You know, I was very excited, very happy to see what we had coming. And I hadn't seen the edited the full film yet. I'll see it when everyone else sees it, but I'm very, very excited about it as well.
Oh, okay. So you haven't seen the whole thing. Please.
Oh, yeah, and I'll say, if I can opine here for a second, too. Everybody did a phenomenal job on their scenes. That there was even moments where it was like, after the scene was over, it was like you pause and you go, cut. Like, yeah. That was good. You know? It's that kind of moment like, wow, that was really emotional. Let me take a moment here to, you know, to really come down myself as a, you know, as co-director, as shooting. Like, you really just have to sort of detox yourself. Like, wow, that was really intense. So.
Well, I can imagine. And that would just sort of like stay as an emotional impression on you.
Yeah.
For some time. So, by the way, so, you know, Ashley, Mikey, let's just pretend like you and I are the only ones here right now. What do these guys like to work for? Are they tough directors? Do they give you good information and instruction, good feedback? This is just between us. They're not. I've got them muted. They can't hear us.
These guys are the best. In my opinion, they were the best team, best group of guys to work with. From them to the crew to everybody. Like I said, I think this is definitely the best team that I've ever worked with.
Right.
Okay.
And no, Jeff, I didn't pay them to say that either. Thank you.
Right.
I agree. For me, as an actress, having great directors and cast is very, very important. And the vibes were so positive on set.
Yep.
Like the whole crew, and you know Keith, so he kept us laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
So we had a great time. Yeah, we had a great time in between takes, and everybody was just great to work with. I had an excellent time, everyone.
Well, I am so glad. Now, let me ask you this. There's so much going on in Atlanta, and, of course, you guys, you're young in your careers, but you're certainly not amateurs or novices. You've been doing this for a while. You've all got you got a lot of chops. You've got credits to your name. You've got a lot of experience and work. Where do you see yourself going? Because I'm guessing that you guys are all in this for the long run in the business. Do you think you'll be able to stay with everything that's going on in Atlanta, or do you see yourself moving maybe to the West Coast or to New York? Any ideas, plans? None of my business. If something happened, I don't need to know about it.
I was going to say, I definitely see myself as an actress in the long run. This is what I want for a career. But I've always said that I wanted to conquer Atlanta first before I moved on to a larger arena. Eventually, I may move to Los Angeles, which I would love to. But right now, I think there's so much going on here in Atlanta that for me to move all the way to Los Angeles and go to this bigger pond of people trying to do the exact same thing, it would be it'd be kind of hard for me right now. So I want to start here in Atlanta, you know, really just dig my feet in, you know, working with my agent and just go the long run before I move out.
Uh-huh. Okay, makes sense. Mikey, how about you?
Yes. So, like I said, at the beginning of the year, I sat down and I wrote down some things that I wanted to take place this year in 2016, and it's like an overpour of things have happened, from this film to, you know, the music video. I actually just finished my first album, my EP album. It's an R&B album. I'll be having an album release listening party actually next month on November the 12th. And so that's a great big accomplishment for me, since it's been a long time coming for that as well. So
congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
As Ashley said, I'd like to conquer definitely the home state, you know, the Atlanta area, and mm-hmm. just expand from there. This is a passion of mine that I've had since a young boy, and I definitely want to continue on the same path.
Well, yeah, and there's so many opportunities now. I mean, there was a big business, I think, back in the 80s and early 90s. It seemed to slow down, and then in the last few years, I remember I'd gone to Nancy Grace had a show called Swift Justice. And when they first started filming it, I was in the gallery, in the audience, for the first few episodes down at, you know, public broadcasting. And I think it was Art Harris, you know, the investigative journalist, or somebody else that was there, was saying, yeah, they built all this new studios, and that's why people want to come to Atlanta instead of somewhere else, because there's this great studio they've built and done everything, and so many new things. And then, of course, you know, I think is Tyler buying the old Fort Mac area, and it's going to be like a little community, you know, with places to live and grocery stores and whatever. And I get, because you know, I used to do a lot of extra work, and I had a TV show on cable back in the 80s, but and I still get these things every day in the email, and I know you get them too, of mm-hmm. what they need for the different films that are going on, Diary of a Wimpy Kid and everything else happening. There's so much happening here, you know, mm-hmm. which is, of course, there's a lot of people going for those parts too, but so much happening.
Right.
And and so, yeah, so much more exciting that things are coming back here and all the films. It's like everybody's always – now it's like almost commonplace for people to say, oh, yeah, my neighborhood street was shut down last night for a car crash for a film. Or my friend that works at that designs the exhibits at Fernbank Museum of Natural History said, yeah, I had to stay there all night because they were doing what was the show? I think it was what was it? Constantine, some show, having to, you know, having to film in the museum and crash the fake glass door and stuff. And I think it's a very exciting time to be in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With all this going on. And before I forget, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ashley. Before I forget, Mikey, since you are going to have a listening party for the music, I do hope that Madam Perry is going to be on the invitation list. Just say.
Yes, ma'am. I will make sure I get you that information. You can go to my music page. I have a music page. It's Micaiah Music Productions. And it is the Eventbrite ticket is on there as well. It's a free event. And so all we ask is that you sign up if you're coming. And it's going to be a great night. I'll actually be doing two shows that night. It'll be a 5 o'clock show, as well as the 8 o'clock show, and I have to open it.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be two shows that day.
So it's free, but you just want to know that we're coming, so that you can go ahead and have a sandwich for me or something.
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Okay. All right. And the same question for Kirvin, and then for Keith. You know, do you because I've known, like I said, I've known Keith, but Kirvin first, you then Keith. Where do you see your careers? Do you plan to stay in Atlanta? Do you see yourself moving in, I don't know, maybe 5 years or so? Or what are your plans?
I would say for me, definitely here for some of the same reasons that was mentioned earlier. And then especially as a producer and as a director, it's much easier to do the work here than it is out there. I think there's a lot less. I'm looking for the right word. I don't. If I could say rigmarole, in terms mm-hmm. of hoops that you have to jump through, you know, it's a lot different here than trying to do a film out there. So, mm-hmm. so just as a producer, with the tax credits that they, you know, give to you, and and just the amount of talent that's here and the amount of talent that continues to move here. So I think for me, like, it's like this is the right place. Like, you know, just kind of I might build a spot right next to Tyler over there in Fort Pearson.
So. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. What about you, Keith?
Well, considering that I am a talent as well, and I write and direct and produce, it's kind of two-edged for me. As a talent, I still do work. I just filmed a commercial about a month ago, ESPN belt commercial with the head coach of Florida Gators. I forget his name, so I'm sorry, Gator fans. I can't remember the guy's name. Fatal Attraction, Kurt Franklin Video, of course, the print product. So I do stuff as far as that. However, I get the most satisfaction from when I do a project that I actually birthed or had a sense of startup from it, like I pioneered that. I get more satisfaction from that. So what we're doing now with these short film showcase, like the one we had in February and the one that we're going to have in this month, next weekend, I'm also looking to, if I have the opportunity to work out of town and do some projects, which I have as a talent, but I would also like to take what we're doing here in Atlanta and go to other cities. Colorado, San Francisco, New York, Miami, places like that.
Well, if anyone can do it, I think all you guys here, I've got complete faith in you. And if there's anybody that can just write their own ticket, I think every one of you are able to do that. So we're about to wrap up, and I just, first of all, I want to say thank you so much, all of you, for sharing your time with me tonight and being so generous to share time with me and the audience here at Madame Perry Salon. And just so grateful for you. Ashley and Mikey, Kervin, Keith, any final, I want to say, too, the, tell us again, Keith, where the screening is and when.
The screening will be at CineVision Corporation, which is located off 85 the Access Road, and the address is 3300 Northeast Expressway, Northeast, Suite 2, A as in Apple, Chamblee, Georgia, 30341. And could I just give a brief shout-out to some people that I want to recognize right quick, Ms. Fair?
Oh, I'm please quick. Do, yeah.
First of all, the cast and crew of By and By, and that'll consist of LaShonda Jones, Tiara, David, Isaac, India, Irving, and the whole and the casting crew, Shaniqua Ash, Shane Ash, Clayton State University, because we partnered up with them to help us shoot this film, Ashley, of course, Mikey, of course, William Joyner, John Sykes, Elijah Rogers, Shari Perkins, Tiana Duncan, Samuel George, and Jason Lacey, and Christian Taylor, and John Sykes. I think that covered everybody. For
okay.
helping us do such a wonderful job. Without you guys, we couldn't have made it happen. So thank you.
I believe it. Did he leave anybody out, Kervin?
I don't think so. I think he covered everyone. Great job.
Okay,
great
good.
Job.
And I'm glad you did that, yes, because everyone matters. I know we put together a project like this and do as good a job as you've done. You can't have a weak link anywhere. Every part matters, and every person involved in any way matters. And
all
is matters. Crucial. Yeah, they're all crucial to the success. So I've got to ask you one important thing, folks. Will you come back? Because I feel like I've just enjoyed you all so much, and I'm so impressed with everyone, and it's just not enough time. Will you all come back to Madame Perry Salon sometime and talk about your next projects, or as you go on with this one?
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we hey. Should be. We casting for a comedy film now, so we definitely will come back, and maybe
oh.
some of the same cast and crew, maybe, I don't know, but we definitely have a new film that we're cast for as a comedy film, Plenty of Game. So be on the lookout
yeah.
for that.
Do you need somebody to play like the old mean late crazy lady in the neighborhood?
You know what? We definitely write that in. If it's not there.
If we need two of them, we'll have Tiara play that.
What?
You know she's going to hear this, don't you?
I already know it. You know, I'm ready for it.
Okay. And so if you need two, you know, like the Gladys Kravitz and Bewitched or something, you got to have a, you know. I'm
right.
Just saying.
You and Tiara be perfect.
Oh, you were thinking of me? Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I wasn't even thinking of that.
Yeah.
I can't wait till me and Tiara have our own lunch boxes. So they don't do that anymore, do they? They used to have lunch boxes for characters in shows and movies. Not anymore. Anyway, so all of you, I just want you to know I think you are all fabulous, and I am so grateful that you were here. I hope I wish you much success and many blessings coming your way for all of you in your endeavors. And if I could do anything for you to help you, you better call me. You better tell me, okay?
Yeah, get as many people as you can to purchase tickets to come out to the show on the 15th. About 20 of them.
About 20 of them? Okay. I'll be promoting it on my – yes, dear. Okay. You got it, sweetie. All right. Thank you again for creators, writers.